Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com as we launch here into the third hour. It's Ian with you.
And Meg.
And Mark.
We're talking about Bitcoin. And not only are they a sponsor of the program now, and of course when I say they, that's not even an accurate thing. There is no Bitcoin. There isn't a Bitcoin Corp. Bitcoin Incorporated. There is no organization known as Bitcoin. Bitcoin is this open source, peer-to-peer software that is essentially a currency. It's also a currency, software and currency. And it allows people to transfer money to one another completely without any kind of centralized authority, without any central bank, without any bank whatsoever. It's just money that is transferred over a peer-to-peer network. So people that are familiar with peer-to-peer from like Napster or Torrents, these kind of softwares that have been used to primarily, well, at least that's the way it seems, transfer pirated software and pirated shared files, I guess is a better way to say it. Not pirated, but shared music and shared movies. These are peer-to-peer networks where the individuals on there is no central web server that's spitting out content. It's the people that are actually using the network, that are creating the network, that are both uploading and downloading, and they're sharing together this information that is distributed in various different ways throughout the network. So they've now done that with currency. And the big news, apparently, is that PayPal is now cracking down on people that are using Bitcoin. Specifically, they're going after the folks that are using PayPal to be an intermediary to allow, for instance, if I was using their website and they were one of these Bitcoin websites that kind of helps people with store Bitcoins and transfer Bitcoins into Federal Reserve notes, these are the people that are being attacked by PayPal. They've had their accounts in PayPal essentially closed, and it's a violation of PayPal's terms of service to use PayPal for exchanging currencies. And so they've shut down these folks' accounts, which those guys have now shut down their websites as a result of that. So PayPal is essentially on the attack against what they consider to be a competing currency. Rather than embracing Bitcoin and making it part of their business model, which would have been, which would be, I think, a really smart thing to do, but they're probably not doing that because they're likely regulated by the federal government as a financial agency, and therefore there are certain rules they have to follow in order to continue doing business with the Federal Reserve.
Just a bank.
PayPal. What just a bank?
PayPal's just a bank.
Right, essentially. Yeah.
Well, I know that, like, whenever you do a transfer to your bank or whatever from PayPal, and it takes 3 days, they only do that for 3 days so that they can collect interest on that transaction for that 3 days.
So one of the issues with Bitcoin is that it's still a little bit in the geeky phase, right? Like, yeah. I'm relatively geeky, and I get some techie things. I can build my own computer.
I don't get it at all. It's over my head.
I can build my own computer from scratch. But there was one thing that I was kind of hung up on with the Bitcoin, and that is the addresses. Like, they're very long. They're very confusing looking. It's a string of characters, you know, capital and uppercase letters and numbers and special characters and things like that. It's a string of characters that identifies you on the network. And we've actually got Chris on the line listening in Indy to WXNT. Now, Chris, your challenge here is to put how Bitcoin works into terms that people who are not geeks can understand. That's one of the big issues with this currency is that, you know, right now it exists in the realm of the geek for the most part, and it needs to break out from that. So my question was about the privacy issue. Like, okay, so each user has this wallet. There's a number that is associated, a string of characters that is associated with that. How is it that me giving out that string of characters online isn't putting my wallet in jeopardy? You had an explanation, but we are short on time, and I didn't quite get it. So can you try one more time?
Absolutely. Basically, the that address that you hand out is a token that represents one half of a key pair. Are you familiar with public-private key encryption?
Not really. I mean, I have some idea of it, but a lot of our listeners are certainly not familiar with it.
All right. Well, the basic idea is that there are two mathematically related numbers, and one cannot be derived from the other, but stuff that's encrypted with one number can be read only by the other number. So what you do is you have a public number that you hand out, and basically on the Bitcoin network, that is an address. And you're saying, hey, send money to this public key. And then since you are the only one who holds the private key, which is in your wallet, that is what will authorize you to spend money that has been received at that address.
Got it. Okay, and the wallet is a file, and I was reading something about this. Meg, did you follow that?
No.
I did.
You did, Mark. What part was confusing, Meg?
Just about all of it. I don't know. Just the whole concept of these weird numbers and whatnot. You know, if I can't type in words or numbers and just see that and nothing else, I'm kind of lost. If the numbers are relating to things that aren't money, I'm lost. You know, I'm a nerd, but I'm more of the entertainment nerd.
Would it be helpful if I use an analogy for that?
Oh, yeah.
Basically, the way that you can say is that the public key is like a padlock, and the private key is the key that goes to it. So somebody puts money in a box, closes it, and puts on the padlock. That's the public key.
Mm-hmm.
And then sends it to me in the mail. I'm the only one who has the private key. So I'm the only one who can open the box. And
you know, it's funny that you used that analogy, because as you were explaining how it worked in more technical terms, I was thinking of an analogy similar. For instance, Free Talk Live has a public mailbox that we use to, you know, you can send stuff to us, whatever, you know, whatever you want to send. And we have bills delivered to this mailbox. And it's something to where I have a key, and Mark, you have a key as well. And so essentially what you're saying is that the public mailbox address is that public address that Bitcoin uses. People send the money to that address, but they don't have the ability to actually get to that money just because they have the address, because they don't have that key, which whoever has the key...
You have to have both the address and the key to get in.
Right. So basically somebody could... And this is just a file that's... This key is just a file that's on your computer. You would have to protect that somehow, right? I mean, couldn't somebody just come on my computer and copy my wallet file and then have access to all my money?
Yes, and they actually would have access to some certain number of future transactions that were sent to you as well. Basically what that means is they would be able to spend money sent to any of the addresses that you have used. And it's important to note that the client will let you generate more than one address, and that sort of helps keep who you are hidden if you don't want to be known. You can give out a different address to each person.
So how do you keep your wallet secure? I mean, normally in real life it's in my pocket. That's really pretty secure. I have a computer here in the studio where multiple people use it. Obviously, I trust those people. But if I wanted to be more secure about my wallet, I mean, I just searched for it on my computer. I didn't even know where it was stored, and I found it. So, like, how do you do that? If you've got this software running all the time, this Bitcoin software, isn't that wallet constantly in jeopardy from somebody being able to just copy it and run away with all your money?
Yeah, it's also vulnerable to any sort of malware that you might get on. It would be able to open that file and just, you know, send it across the internet. But as far as answering your question about how to secure it, that's currently a topic of active discussion in the community. They're hoping that in a future version they would encrypt it with the user-supplied password. But the mechanism that I use personally is I actually run two instances of Bitcoin. One, I just started up and ran and grabbed an address and saved it to a file, and then I encrypted and securely deleted the wallet file. And then what I do is I have another account that I use more like my wallet with cash in it, where I use that for day-to-day things, you know, getting money, sending money, and I use the other one more like a bank account. Now, if I have, you know, 100 bitcoins in my account, I can send 75 of them to this address that I wrote down. And all of the private keys for that address are stored encrypted somewhere else. And so I'd have to go in and decrypt my wallet and then run the second Bitcoin instance in order to...
That's a lot of hassle. That's a lot of hassle to just, send some money over the Internet. And I can see that this is clearly something that's growing. And as you say, this is an issue that's hot within the Bitcoin community. And they're trying to figure out how to make this easier to use and more secure at the same time. It's a growing technology. There's no doubt about it. And I appreciate the explanation. I think you did a good job, Chris. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. If Mark got it, he's moving in the right direction. Meg, you still look a little questionable. It's Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Andro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only one a day Men's 50 Plus Advantage has both Ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One a day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
It is well known that protein nutrition is a key to optimum blood sugar levels. But to benefit at all from protein, your body must first be able to break down protein into amino acids. Once amino acids are liberated from proteins, your body uses them to make brain chemicals that make you feel alert and peaceful at the same time. Your pancreas uses them to regulate blood sugar and insulin. People are waking up and doing an about-face when it comes to nutrition. They are learning that a high-carbohydrate diet may encourage obesity and diabetes. They are now emphasizing proteins more to compensate. One protein source that is more easily broken down into amino acids is non-denatured whey protein. For better blood sugar and better weight, give One World Whey a try. One World Whey is the most powerful whey protein food on the market. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. Enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Inviting you to the site where you can get access to our webcam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to watch, listen, and interact. Because our chat room is built into the same page. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com and know that the cam is brought to you by memorydealers.com.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment from all kinds of major manufacturers. Their ManVentureOutpost.com is family-owned and members of the Better Business Bureau. Prices are so low that some can't even be advertised. Get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. And get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, so 1-800-259-9231. We talk to you about whatever you want. Kathy is listening in Kansas, in Kansas 2 XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hello, Kathy.
Hi there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just had a question. I just kind of running across the radio stations, and are you guys serious about, what you were saying just before the break?
Well, first of all, you're listening on XM, so what you're hearing happened a couple hours ago. So what is it specifically you're asking about?
Oh, it was just about the, how Osama bin Laden was taken and killed and all of that. The guys that are talking, how old are they? I mean, are they serious? They feel that that was wrong?
Well, yes. First off, the people you're talking to are adults. Nothing.
Mark, you're in your 40s.
Yeah, I'm in my
40s.
And you're in your 30s.
Meg, you're in your 20s. So we've got a multi-generational show here.
Okay.
So, Mark, are you serious?
What part don't you like? Yes, I am serious as a heart attack. What part don't you like?
Just the fact that you don't think he should have been taken out.
That would be called murder, and murder is never good. He never sat on trial. I mean, any person that you fundamentally believe is wrong, shouldn't they have their day in court? Or should you just go shoot them?
Well, if they are responsible and they've taken responsibility for what has happened, and they have already admitted to that, and what he's doing is terrible, and he's done it to many people, not just our country and the people in our country, yes.
Well,
I mean, Adolf Hitler had to be taken out. He didn't have a trial.
Adolf Hitler wasn't taken out. Hey, whoa, hold on, lady.
No.
Well, you got your history messed up. Well, Adolf Hitler committed suicide, and think of the value of the intelligence, that could have been gleaned if he would have been captured alive. I think that when you're talking about Osama bin Laden, you're talking about a huge intelligence asset here, and one really has to wonder why would they execute an unarmed man when he would have been so valuable to the American people.
He wouldn't be valuable to the American people.
Says you, I want him.
Yeah, he was so valuable that the CIA hired him.
He's clearly valuable. The U.S. government spent trillions of dollars of your money and 10 years worth of time and thousands of lives to attempt to capture him, and they ended up putting a bullet in his chest and a bullet in his head while he was completely unarmed.
Do you guys not like where you live in our country?
Look, I don't want my country to turn into the kind of place where a cop can shoot you on the side of the road because you're guilty of something.
Like where he lives, what he wants, and where he lives, and you would rather live in his type of country.
What does executing Osama bin Laden, talk about getting off track.
No.
What does executing Osama bin Laden in a dubba 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 dub have anything to do with where I live? I'm advocating that an unarmed man be brought to justice. Why am I a bleeding heart liberal or some kind of crazy man?
I don't know why you are. I don't know why you feel that way.
When you say I don't know why you feel that way, are you asking about his feeling and my feeling and Meg's feeling that people who are accused of things should actually have a day in court and actually, be tried and maybe found guilty and have some sort of due process before any kind of punishment is enacted upon them? Are you suggesting that that's something wrong, that feeling is wrong?
Well, no, not if there's any doubt that they did something like that.
Well, wait, how can you not
have
doubt? How can you not have doubt if nothing has been proven in any sort of official manner?
Oh.
Do you believe everything the government tells you?
No, not
everything.
So
how is it that you know that Osama bin Laden, Kathy, has actually done the things that you say he's done?
Oh, honey, I don't understand. It's almost like you don't want.
How do you know? If you are so certain,
proud of my country has nothing to do with executing unarmed people, Kathy.
Oh, wait a minute.
Do I have to be a patriot? Do I have to shoot people? Do I have to advocate murder? Do I have to advocate assassination, Kathy?
No, but you do have to protect and defend and that type of thing, and it takes murder to do that sometimes.
Who are you protecting at that point?
It is murder, and it was murder for the 3,000 people that were in the towers. My gosh,
two wrongs don't make a right, Kathy.
No, they don't. If somebody is doing things like that and they're taking responsibility and they're training people and they're
they
trying to get them...
They should be hunted and shot down.
There are a lot of ifs there, Kathy.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
He was hunted and he was shot down, right?
Meg wasn't agreeing with you. She was finishing your sentence for you. Look, Kathy, you're jumping to conclusions. Wouldn't you agree, Kathy, that you're jumping to a conclusion that he did what you think he did?
No, I don't think I'm jumping to a conclusion.
Why are you not jumping to a conclusion?
Well, I think we've seen enough of the tapes and the information from him.
Wait, the government wouldn't make a false... even his own people. You're telling me the government wouldn't release false information?
Didn't you just tell me a moment ago?
I'm sorry, Kathy, maybe I'm confused. Didn't you tell me a moment ago that you don't believe what the government says necessarily? Why do you believe them on this?
You asked me if I believed everything the government said.
Almost everything, right? What percentage of what they say do you believe? Just right off the bat, you'll just believe whatever it is they say.
When you talk about the government, I believe in what we were founded on, what we believe in, and I think we as a people... The American people do believe in democracy. We do believe in justice and democracy.
I do not.
Democracy is two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner. I don't support that. Do you?
Yeah, democracy is a bad idea.
What? Do you believe the majority is right?
Yeah, everybody in this room votes that we should just kill you.
I wouldn't vote to kill her. How about we vote to just take all of her money?
Though.
Let's vote to take all of Kathy's money. Yeah. It's democracy, so it makes it right. Is that correct?
Three
against one. That would be socialistic if you did that.
What do you think democracy
is? It is not.
You're hilarious, Kathy. I appreciate the call tonight. Thank you for making it.
You'll get the consistency of what we say at some point or another.
She was just scanning the band. She never heard us before tonight. 800-259-9231.
Call in anytime.
1-800-259-9231. I almost feel kind of bad for her. But then again, she does support murdering people, so no, I don't. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the morning.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want, even if it's contradictory nonsense. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control here. You can also visit us online at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy various features that we have there for you. The mobile site will allow you to access our streams and podcast from any smartphone. Go to m.freetalklive.com to do that. That's m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. Hey, how would you like to join together with about 1,000 other liberty-oriented people together in the same campground and have yourself a really good time? Well, you can do that if you join us for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We're going to be there broadcasting live, and hundreds of liberty-minded people, maybe even 1,000 or so, will actually be there in attendance. There were over 800 there last year, and it was an absolute blast. I'm looking forward to it. It's happening June 20th through the 26th, and you'll be able to experience everything from live musical performances to a soapbox idol, karaoke. We've got, of course, plenty of parties, campfire stuff, all kinds of fun. Also, family fun activities will be present as well. It is also a family event, as well as being friendly to adults at the same time. So go to porkfest.com to get registered. You can save 20% by using our discount code, which is FreeTalkLive without any spaces. Porkfest, PORCFEST.com. Get registered today because time is running out. It's happening here in about 7 weeks. Looking forward to seeing you there. All right. Before we go on with your phone calls,
if you need camping equipment, ManVenture Outpost is good, too.
There you go. Before we go on with your phone calls, though, want to recap just a few of the contradictions present in Kathy's phone call there. On one hand, she supports what the country was founded on, but which
doesn't advocate for jurisprudence for Osama bin Laden.
But she doesn't advocate for any kind of political or judicial process of proof of a crime to be committed. She will just go ahead and accept whatever it is the government says, but at the same time she says she doesn't believe everything the government tells her. Yeah. But as long as it's comfortable to believe it, she'll go ahead and believe it. So rather than actually seeing any real proof that this man did what she thinks he did, the Osama bin Laden, she'll just go ahead and take the government's word for it and accept the fact that they put a bullet in his head and his chest and murdered him and just say that that's okay.
Right, and you know, I like I said, I'm not shedding shedding any tears over this guy. Believe me, I'm not. I tend to believe he's guilty, too. But that doesn't change the fact that there's 10 years worth of evidence gathering going on here. It shouldn't be difficult to give this guy a trial and then go ahead and get whatever intelligence information there is to be had out of him or whatever. I'm really concerned. Why did the government put a kill order on this guy? Why did they choose not to, you know, try to take him alive? He was unarmed. They could have easily taken him, put him in jail. And as far as I'm concerned, this undermines everything that the United States was supposed to be about in the very beginning. Founding fathers wanted people to have fair trials. I wonder why they wanted people to have fair trials.
Because King George was probably not being so fair.
I mean, you know, and if you advocate no trial for Osama bin Laden, then from a moral standpoint, you must advocate no trials for anybody else that looks obviously guilty.
Or right? Even if they admit guilt, you still have to go through the process.
That's absolutely. There have been people that have been coerced into admitting guilt for crimes that they didn't actually commit, where they were so intimidated by the police, for instance, that they made a statement just to stop the police from doing whatever it was that they were doing. Or maybe somebody wanted to take responsibility for a crime that he or she didn't commit for whatever crazy reason. That's happened, too, as well, where somebody has just stepped up and said, I did this, maybe to get the publicity or the press that came along with it, to only later have charges dropped when the police realize that, they didn't get their man.
I think that she's just one of those people that believes that dissent is unpatriotic. Mm-hmm. If you question what the government or its agents have done, then you're being unpatriotic. When I would say that it's just the opposite. This country was founded by dissenters. So dissent must thereby be patriotic.
Oh, and then there was the additional contradiction where, on one hand, she said she's a fan of democracy, but then when we pointed out what democracy is, and that is two wolves.
She says, that's socialism!
Deciding on dinner, and that we wanted to vote to take all her money away from her because it's democracy, so it must be okay, that's all of a sudden socialism.
Socialism is any forced redistribution of wealth, and I don't care if it's done through a democratic. I mean all the socialist countries call themselves the Democratic Republic of such and such.
Yeah, let's go to your phone calls and talk to Scott, listening in Charleston, West Virginia, to WBTS. Hello, Scott. Scott?
Hey, how you guys doing this evening?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, that last caller just, it was like fingernails on a chalkboard for me.
They're out there.
Welcome to the new America, dude. This is what a lot of people believe.
That's what scares me so much. If we have this many people out there that are this ignorant of, you know, their founding fathers in this country's history, first off, the democracy thing blew me out of the water. I was ready. I was picking up the phone, dialing at the point that I heard that one, because, you know, the whole thing on democracy, this is not a democracy. This is founded as a republic.
Well, you know,
a republic.
I used to say the same thing, dude, but it's pretty much, I mean, really, the difference is in
think
degrees.
It means anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't tell the difference. You know, I think it's semantics.
Just because it's a republic doesn't mean it's okay for people that are so-called representatives to tell me what to do.
Well, I mean, exactly, but as I said, it's gotten perverted. It's not what it once was.
Indeed. You know, it has gone down a path to tyranny, and I wonder whether it can be turned around.
Scott, glad you're out there. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Chris, listening in Indy to WXNT. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Megan, Mark. Chris in Indianapolis, going once. He's gone. Let's try Mark, listening in Charleston as well to WVTS. Hello, Mark.
You there?
Hey, yes, we are. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Where did y'all hear Osama bin Laden was unarmed?
Oh, it's big news today.
From the evil government mouthpieces? From the evil government mouthpiece told you that?
Yeah.
The ones that lie all the time?
They changed their story. I'm not. Why would they change their story?
They would change their, I really do wonder why they would say that. I would think that they would keep that under their hat.
Right. Wouldn't
it was on film. They had it all filmed. They were sitting in the war room. 20 or 30 of them watching the whole thing go down.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, you know, y'all are acting like Osama bin Laden is some hippie that robbed a 7-Eleven, and they're looking for him.
No.
I mean, the guy's waged war on us, and whoever said he was going to be a treasure trove of information, are you kidding me?
Well, like, come on. I mean, if you're talking about the general of the other army, who the heck do you want to capture? Why in the world would the United States government choose not to capture this guy? I'm glad you're not doing our special operations, by the way.
Why would you capture somebody when if you so much as raise your voice at them, you're accused of torturing them? What are you going to do, give a guy a cigarette and put it down?
Well, shooting them seems like the much better option then, right?
I don't see any reason to torture the guy either. You know, just pop him in a cell, bring him on over, give him a trial.
That's Osama bin Laden you're talking about.
Yes, I'm talking about you and your rights, too. I believe that he has his rights and you have yours.
As soon as you're...
Everybody who is unarmed deserves to be taken into custody and given a fair trial. Call me crazy. I'm like a founding father and stuff.
You know, as soon as you open this door, dude, you're opening a Pandora's box. You are going down the slippery slope by saying that, well, this guy's special, so he doesn't deserve any kind of, process, any kind of justice or anything. And, of course, the U.S. justice system's a joke anyway, but at least it's something.
Yeah.
You're saying just screw all that.
Well, I didn't lose anybody in 9/11 and had somebody come up and shot my mother in the face. I would be upset, and I would want to go after that person. But I don't think by any means that I should just shoot them if they were unarmed, even though, like, I would know beyond a reasonable doubt that they were guilty. I would want that due process. I would want that. I wouldn't want them to be tortured.
Well,
I wouldn't want to murder them.
It's easy for three people to confuse one person.
Go ahead,
okay,
sir.
But, you know, I mean, Osama bin Laden, Adolf Hitler, Al Capone, people like that, they're not your average criminal. And they're not going to break down. What would Adolf Hitler have told us if he would have been captured?
Look, how am I to know?
Yeah, I'm guilty. I'm trying to save the world.
Why should we bother finding out? Let's just put some bullets in his brain, right?
Okay.
I mean, that's your position. And what you don't understand is, and thank you for the call tonight, what you don't understand is how dangerous that position is. And I think, Mark, you touched on this earlier. Go ahead. Start advocating for the big bad guys. Just be taken out. And before you know it, they're taking out everybody. Before you know it, they're taking out the littler guys. Because, hey, it's a lot easier to just kill these alleged criminals rather than prove they're criminals.
When their life is worthless, your life isn't worth much either.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. If you don't respect the rights of other human beings, even the ones you despise, then what does that say about you? It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years, without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investigating. investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuarantee.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything in these remaining moments, though if you're not already on hold, you probably aren't going to get on tonight. But that's okay. We do this show all week long. So if you don't get in tonight, call tomorrow. All right, so joining you this evening is Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more great radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and it's a way for us to help get the show out there. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. to get the perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, the AMP-only podcast, and more. Get the details, get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal. Yeah, I know, they're evil, but what else can you use at this point? Or you can actually use a Visa or MasterCard right through our website and do it that way, too. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we will take your phone calls. We're going to try Chris one more time in Indy. Chris, listening to WXNT, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris.
Hi.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
First of all, I want to say that I'm a conservative fiscally, but I am a liberal. I'm definitely a libertarian.
Excellent. Okay.
But the big thing that you guys were missing with the woman you were talking to, is she never told you that he sent videos and tapes and everything saying how he did it.
Yeah, I as I understand it, that there are confessional tapes, and that someone claiming to be Bin Laden.
He was proud of it.
By someone who's claiming to be Bin Laden. Look, yeah. If I get on the radio and confess to a crime, they still have to put me through a trial
first and actually verify and validate
that that was actually me who actually made those claims.
Well, you're not even talking about means of war, though.
See, you make
it's not war anymore, because the guy was, for one, he was in a city. They were sent in as a team. He was unarmed.
There never was a war.
I advocated this. Wait, before you go on. If you'll listen to the last night's show, go to freetalklive.com, download last night's show, and listen to it. I refuse to allow Ian to use the term murder because it wasn't, because at the time they said he had an AK-47 in his hand, and I think, fine, shoot a guy who's shooting back. But when he's unarmed...
I don't care if it was murder.
I'm not staying up late at night over this, dude.
He was an awful person.
Right. Look, I'm not going to lose any sleep over this at night. I'm not telling you that. What I'm saying is if they can kill him, they can kill you.
Well, that's true.
It is true.
The Obama administration has said that the assassination of U.S. citizens is legal. They have said it.
Well,
now,
so far, they haven't put a dollar amount on my head.
Not today.
They haven't had the Saudis supposedly look for me. I mean, the Saudis, they gave the Saudis money to look for him. They weren't going to find him because they were getting paid for finding him. Why would they?
Look, it's all very messed up.
Taking in the money, y'all. We can't find him.
Chris, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you as we continue here. Yeah, they could come after you. And just because you aren't an international criminal like Osama bin Laden doesn't mean that they won't someday. It doesn't mean that something that you do or something that you enjoy won't be criminalized. Maybe it already is. Maybe it will be next week. And then who knows? Maybe they'll be rounding people like you up. They've certainly rounded people up before, too,
yeah,
in the past. Remember the 1940s when World War II situation when they were rounding up Japanese Americans? Yeah, that happened here. All right. So
it can't happen here.
Yeah. Let's continue here and talk to, I believe we've got Lonnie listening in Texas to XM's America's Talk. Hello, Lonnie.
Good evening. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, just great. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, I have a rebuttal to our leftist friend here. If you know the insight that goes with getting a hit order from the government, it's got to go through the CIA. It's got to go through the U.S. Chain of command right up there at the chief of staff. And then it's got to be approved by the president. Now, whether it was Obama or Bush who put the final approval on it, don't know. But it was carried out.
It's definitely the Obama administration.
Are you saying that makes it okay to just kill somebody?
Well, the thing is, it's got to go through a trial procedure. It's
a
political deal.
Just because some bureaucrats put their signature on something does not make that a trial.
Yeah. Trials
look different.
Public.
Yeah. There's a cross-dresser and a big black moo-moo at a trial, okay?
Yeah, and where can I get all the documentation of this trial? Because trials are public, and so there should be some record if there was a trial.
Did Osama bin Laden motion for
a
dismissal?
The government tribunal is not public.
Fine. This wasn't a military tribunal. You cannot lie to yourself and call this a trial. There was no trial.
Military tribunals are just as illegal as straight up murder.
That's true. But see, now we don't uphold the Constitution in the United States. Look at these people taken away from us. You got Obamacare that tells me I've got to buy certain kinds of insurance. Otherwise, I'm in violation of law, and they slap a penalty on me.
Agreed. Just because they break the Constitution doesn't mean that you and I should advocate for more breaking of the Constitution.
I didn't say I advocated.
I'm just saying.
Harry Orton.
It was what?
The man was given an order. That's why he got a double tap.
Well, look, there were lots of Nazis given orders, and they were tried at Nuremberg. So it's just an order thing doesn't fly with me.
Thanks, Lonnie, for the call tonight. Let's talk to Nate, listening in West Virginia to WVTS in Charleston. Hello, Nate.
Hello.
Nate. Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I really like the show, how you guys are always kind of coming up with solutions that don't involve the government.
Indeed, sir.
When you were talking to Kathy, you mentioned about, do you trust the government when they just put out things, such as the Osama tapes is what I'm assuming you're talking about.
Yeah.
What I'm wondering then, what is the solution, the non-government solution? Because you suggested the due process, the trial. But when I heard that, I'm like, well, that involves the government too. What is the non-involvement of the government due process or trial?
Right. Your question is, how do we have a justice system without the government? And that is an excellent question. And what I would refer you to is The Market for Liberty, which is a great book from the 1970s that I actually turned into an audio book. You can go and get it for free over at book.freekeen.com.
Or book.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, right? You can download book.freetalklive. We'll point you to the Free Keen site. So you can download the audio version book. You can download a PDF of it. Whichever way you want, you can get that information. But in essence, the idea would be to take away the monopoly, to allow private arbitration and competing arbitration providers to handle these justice situations. There's a lot more to it as far as insurance companies and protection
agencies.
It's not
easy, but you really have to ask yourself this. In the absence of a monopolistic, coercive, adventurous government, why in the world would somebody want to fly airplanes into buildings in the United
States? Yeah, I was going to say, in this particular situation, lacking government, probably this problem would not have come up at all.
I hope that briefly answers your question. If you've got more questions about that issue, call us back on another night when we, you know, we're not running out of time, because it's something that really requires a more in-depth answer, and it's not something we can do in, you know, 60 seconds or 120 seconds. So thank you for the call tonight. But there's some really interesting ideas that the Market for Liberty presents about how to do justice without a monopoly system. In fact, point of information here, not having a monopoly will make justice better. Because, you know, monopolies kind of suck at everything they do. They're slow, and they're incompetent, and they're expensive. And if you actually had agencies that were competing for your business in a justice system, then you might actually have really speedy trials instead of the so-called speedy trials that take 9 months to actually get around to happening. Meg, you're going to trial on Thursday. This week,
yes,
for standing in front of a police car, I believe in July last year.
Yeah. July 10th, I think, was the date.
I think I got a ticket in August. I still haven't yet gone to trial for that.
Right, and of course, in the marketplace, these agencies would be interested in actually satisfying their customers and providing restitution. Whereas in the government system, usually, if a fine is called for in a situation, that money goes to the government. It doesn't actually go to the victims. It doesn't go to make the victims whole. So, in the marketplace, one of the primary interests of these institutions would be to make the victims as whole as possible, rather than prop up their institution. Let's continue here, though, with your calls and talk to Tony here to wrap things out. Tony, listening in Missouri. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. I'll keep it short and quick. I just wanted to say, how come Saddam Hussein can get a trial but not Osama bin Laden? I mean, where's the justice in that in my head? They're both killers, theoretically.
Right, both found by the military.
Exactly. Yeah. And we even handed up Saddam Hussein to Iraq for a trial, I believe. I just don't get that, how we can hold one, but then somehow say, oh, we got to kill this guy on site.
You hate America. It's pretty clear.
I'm an extremist. Exactly. I'm an extremist.
You're a domestic terrorist.
But, yeah, and I think it's just because possibly he had some things that they didn't want to hear him say under court.
Absolutely.
To the people. So that's a quick way to sum it up, is to put two bullets in his head.
Thanks for the call tonight. And by the way, Mark, I'm glad you brought up that term domestic terrorist, because that could be where this all goes. I mean, if it's okay to kill Osama bin Laden and the international terrorists, then it'll end up being okay to kill the so-called domestic terrorists as well. I mean, if the government says they're terrorists, then
hey,
who needs a trial?
Goldberg called me once. So.
We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.